You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, honestly my toes are freezing.
It's so cold today. It is a nippy day. Good day to be under the covers with a book.
Hey, that's right. And today we'll be talking about James by Percival Everett. You might have come across Percival Everett's work before. He was shortlisted for the Booker for his book The Trees, based on the life of Emmett Till, and then his book Erasure was turned into the screenplay for American Fiction, which won Best Original Screenplay at the Oscars.
True. Okay. Yeah, this is not a name I'm super familiar with, but I do know about these things. So this is cool.
So James is such an interesting book and such an amazing endeavor. Like, it takes the story of Jim, who was like a really kind of a peripheral sidekick in Huckleberry Finn, a slave who was like a really one-dimensional character in the book, and he kind of creates like a really interesting adventure novel out of like this character. James has like a full voice in this story.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I think it's a really interesting thing when an author decides to write a book about a character from a famous piece of literature and kind of flesh something out. It can be really naff.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can be incredible and thought-provoking and really radically flip ideas on its head. I'm presuming it sits in that camp, not the naff camp, or we wouldn't be talking about it. Yeah,
that's right. Definitely not in the naff camp. I mean, like, this James, you know, he is speaking with philosophers, and there's like, so it took me like a little while to get into it, but you kind of realize after like 10 pages, his dialogue changes so much depending on who he's talking to. And his dialogue, like when he is speaking to white people, is very much the same kind of, like he kind of calls it like performing like minstrelsy, like it's that same kind of dialogue that we see him speaking in every passage in Huckleberry Finn.
Interesting.
But then when he's speaking to other slaves, when he's like speaking in these quite like dream sequences to like John Locke and Voltaire, he is like this really intelligent and thoughtful character. So I think like all this stuff that he does with like language in here is really clever as well. It really gives you like a real, like you're plunged into like the American South pre-Civil War, and so it's like it's split into two. The book, the first is like these vignettes where it's very much James kind of like contemplating the American project, contemplating like how his family has come under slavery. There's like lots of Socratic dialogue in there. I think the stuff with John Locke is so interesting. Like, it's probably something that I would never have thought of, but it really is. That kind of ideology is like really some of the basis of what you know, came to sort of a lot of that ideology, I think, informed the basis of what created slavery. The idea of, like, you know, owning property, man being above nature, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, he passes it out in such an interesting way. But then in the second half, James gets his revenge. Yeah.
Nice.
And it's written in, like, I mean, the tone shift is huge, but it's so cleverly done. And it kind of becomes really like an adventure novel that feels like Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn by the end.
Yeah. That's so interesting. I was wondering how, because a book like Huckleberry Finn, whether you've read it or not, it's known for its kind of adventurism. And I think that impression it leaves you is what people kind of associate it with. So I was wondering how it would maybe tie into that as a structure. So that's a really interesting way that he's taken it and played it with this character particularly.
I think so too. I think it was so clever, because when I was first reading it, I was like, whoa, this is like, you know, really heady and really interesting, but I'm not sure that, like, it still feels like of the universe of Huckleberry Finn. But yeah, by the end it really does. It picks up pace, and it, you kind of get like notes of like Underground Railroad by Cosson Whitehead in there. Yeah, it's such a, it's like a really fast read. I think you could probably rip through it in like, you know, 3 or 4 days. Like,
get yourself a long weekend. This book. Remind us of the name and the author.
It's James by Percival Everett, and you can get it at all good bookstores, including Time Out.
Lovely. Thank you, Suri. How long's the Writers' Festival on for? Have we got a wee bit longer, or is it done?
It's done. But if you didn't manage to catch stuff, I'm pretty sure they're still doing the podcast that they release afterwards. And you know what? Some of those authors are still hanging around Auckland, so
go stand in a bookshop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you might see someone cool.
That's right. Love and it. Also pick up, like, the Occam's List, lots of amazing winners, Lioness, Emily Perkins, Chinese Fish, Grace Yee, Damon Celeste's book, Indigenous Ocean. Just, yeah, lots of amazing New Zealand titles. Please check them out.
Fantastic. Thank you, Suri. We will see you soon.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.